From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, good evening. I'm Jeffy E. Banks with a look at your latest local news. The RCIPS is investigating burglary sprees in the Georgetown and Northside districts. A 26-year-old man has been charged with two counts of burglary and one count of damage to property in connection with Georgetown incidents, which mainly targeted commercial premises. He appeared in court on Monday and was remanded into custody until the 2nd of September. Northside burglaries, which have primarily involved residential properties, remain under investigation. Police are urging residents and business owners to secure their properties and to report suspicious activity to the police. A Grand Court judge has sentenced Selvin Emmanuel Bailey to 14 years and 8 months imprisonment after a jury convicted him of raping and indecently assaulting a 16-year-old girl. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters handed down the sentence after finding that Bailey had abused a position of trust. The court heard that the teenager traveled from Jamaica to spend the summer in the Cayman Islands and was staying with Bailey and his wife, who had reportedly discussed adopting her. The offenses occurred between July and August 2023 and escalated from inappropriate touching to rape. Medical evidence presented during the trial included the discovery of Bailey's DNA on samples collected from the complainant. The judge imposed a sentence of 14 years and 8 months for rape, together with concurrent sentences for two indecent assault convictions. In other court news, Samar Nepali has been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for indecently assaulting an 18-year-old intern at a construction site in Grand Cayman. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters found the offense caused lasting psychological harm to the victim and stressed the importance of ensuring women feel safe in the workplace. Nepali is set to be deported to Nepal upon the completion of his sentence. It's officially back to school. Orientation for new students to the government school system was today, but the full student contingent will walk through their respective doors tomorrow. Department of Education Services Deputy Director Dr. Richard Wildman tells Radio Cayman his team has been focused on creating the conditions for a, quote, calm, purposeful, and learner-focused start to the term.
A major strand is teacher preparation, and staff has spent considerable time in professional development so that the first day in school is not simply an administrative restart, but the beginning of strong teaching and learning.
Dr. Wildman says DES has also been supporting new leaders and staff so that leadership team can provide, quote, consistency and direction.
We are working deliberately together so that schools are supported and coordinated around the issues that matter most. That is classroom practice, student outcomes, leadership capacity, and follow through. So readiness is not only whether the buildings are open. It is whether the school is ready to teach well. And we're doing all that we need to do to ensure that that happens at the outset.
You can find the complete 2026-2027 government school calendar online at schools.edu.ky. Efforts are being made to target a fish involved in a, quote, marine incident on Monday after a tourist is injured near the governor's beach. This after another visitor was bitten by a suspected barracuda in the same area on the 12th of August. After this most recent event on Monday, quote, immediate action was taken by a multi-agency team to locate and remove the fish from the area. While local marine life encounters resulting in injury are, quote, rare, authorities are encouraging you to remain mindful of your surroundings. Adding that in the interest of public safety, members of the public and visitors are, quote, strongly advised to exercise extreme caution while in the waters near Governor's Beach. The Ministry for Health says the future of healthcare legislation in the Cayman Islands is being shaped through local collaboration between government and healthcare professionals. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report.
A recent healthcare stakeholder consultation hosted by the Ministry of Health brought practitioners and other sector stakeholders together to discuss the Public Health Bill, the Environmental Health Bill, the Tobacco Amendment Bill, and the Health Practice Amendment Bill.
Good legislation is not developed in isolation. It is strengthened by the experience, expertise, and practical knowledge of the people who will work with it every day.
Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes tells Radio K-Man the healthcare professionals were invited to ask questions, identify areas for consideration, and share their practical experience of working within the health system. Minister Ebanks-Wilkes said the reforms represented an opportunity to bring the legislative framework in line with K-Man's current needs.
Our population has grown, healthcare has advanced, new public health challenges have emerged, and our expectations of the systems that protect our communities have evolved. Our legislative framework must evolve as well.
The proposed public health bill, quote, modernizes the legislative framework for protecting and improving the health of the population, setting up a dedicated Department of Health, and strengthening the framework for preventing and controlling infectious diseases. The environmental health bill covers a broad range of environmental health functions, including food safety and hygiene, drinking water quality, and waste management. The legislative package also includes amendments to the Health Practice Act, which, quote, strengthen governance arrangements, as well as the Tobacco Amendment Bill to regulate vaping products. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Public Health Bill and Environmental Health Bill are set to be published on Friday. The public is reminded, if you would like to weigh in, you can visit publicconsultation.gov.ky or attend one of the two upcoming town hall meetings, tomorrow at the John Gray Memorial Church or on Thursday at the Georgetown Constitution Hall. Both meetings start at 6:30 p.m. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Former Miss Universe Cayman Islands title holder Tahiti Seymour has filed a civil claim seeking just over $9,000 from the Miss Cayman Islands organization. She alleges the organization failed to reimburse expenses she incurred while preparing and attending the 2025 Miss Universe pageant. The plaint says the organization was contractually required to cover travel, wardrobe, and costume costs, but only paid $3,600. Seymour is also claiming interests and costs. The defendant has 14 days to respond or risk a default judgment. With kids heading back to school this week, the National Gallery is hoping you're encouraged to squeeze a bit of art and culture into the curriculum by checking out the latest exhibition this weekend.
So it's a really fascinating show where you can really think about all the different mediums that artists are working in and how material is so integral to the creative process.
National Gallery's Maya Mutu tells Radio Cayman, medium, the materiality of making, focuses on the, quote, elemental part of the artistic process, such as form, line, and color.
Emotional expression through color. What does blue make us feel or yellow make us feel? And we actually have a little glass case that has artist sketchbooks in it, some of C.E. Whitney's sketchbooks, where she tested all of these different color swatches. So you get, in the exhibition, you get almost a behind-the-scenes look at the process that an artist works through as well when they're determining what colors and shapes they're interested in using to tell whatever story they're looking at on the page or in the sculpture.
The exhibition is open now through the 19th of November. For more information, you can head over to nationalgallery.org.ky. The Cayman Islands Centre for Business Development has extended the deadline for its youth pitch competition to the 20th of September. The competition is open to young people aged 14 to 24 and encourages participants to develop and present original business ideas. The top five finalists will advance to a live pitching event during the Small Business Expo on the 21st of October at Hotel Indigo. Cash prizes of up to $2,500 are available, along with business advisory support for the winners. CICBD says the initiative is designed to help young entrepreneurs build confidence and take their first steps towards launching a business. Finally, this evening, the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing says all Grand Cayman offices will be closed on Monday, the 31st of August, for staff training. Normal operations are set to resume on Tuesday, the 1st of September. Customers are being reminded that vehicle and driver's license renewals can still be completed online through the DVDL website. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. For a full replay of this broadcast, visit our website, radiokayman.gov.ky. You can also find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.